Was ever knight for lady's sake so tossed in love as I, Sir Guy? For Phyllis fair, that lady bright, as ever man beheld with mortal eye, she gave me leave myself to try the valiant knight with shield and spear, ere that her love she would grant me, which made me venture far and near. The proud Sir Guy, a baron bold, in deeds of arms the doubtful knight, that every day in England was, with sword and spear in field to fight. An Englishman I was by birth, in faith of Christ, a Christian true. The wicked laws of infidels I sought by power to subdue. 220 years and odd after our Savior Christ his birth, when King Athelstan wore the crown, I lived here upon the earth. Sometimes I was of Warwick Earl, and as I said on very truth, a lady's love did me constrain to seek strange ventures in my youth, to try my fame by feats of arms in strange and sundry heathen lands, where I achieved for her sake right dangerous conquests with my hands. For first I sailed to Normandy, and there I stoutly won in fight the Emperor's daughter of Almany from many a valiant worthy knight. Then passed I the seas of Greece to help the Emperor to his right against the mighty Soldan's host of priests and Persians for to fight, where I did slay of Saracens and heathen pagans many a man, and slew the Soldan's cousin dear, who had to name Doughty Cobran. Eskelder read that famous knight, to death likewise I did pursue, and Almain king of Tyre also, most terrible to in fight to view. I went into the Soldan's host, being thither on ambassage sent, and brought away his head I having slain him in his tent. And after came into this land, towards fair Phyllis, lady bright, for love of whom I travelled far, to try my manhood and my might. But when I had espoused her, I stayed with her but 40 days, but there I left this lady fair, and then I went beyond the seas. All clad in grey, in pilgrim sort, my voyage from her I did take unto that blessed holy land, for Jesus Christ my Saviour's sake, where I Earl Jonas did redeem, and all his sons, which were 15, who with the cruel Saracen in prison for long time had been. I slew the giant Amarant in battle fiercely hand to hand, and Doughty Barknard killed I, the mighty duke of that same land. Then I to England came again, and here with Colbron fell I fought, an ugly giant which the Danes had for their champion hither brought. I overcame him in the field, and slew him did right valiantly, whereby the land did then redeem from Danish tribute utterly. And afterward I offered up the use of weapons solemnly at Winchester, whereas I fought in sight of many far and nigh. In Windsor Forest I did slay a boar of passing might and strength, the like in England never was, for hugeness both in breadth and length. Some of his bones in Warwick yet within the castle there doth lie. One of his shield bones to this day hangs in the city of Coventry. On Dunsmore Heath I also slew a monstrous wild and cruel beast called the Dun Cow of Dunsmore Heath, which many people had oppressed. Some of her bones in Warwick yet still for a monument doth lie, which unto every looker's view as wondrous strange they may espy. Another dragon in the land I also did in fight destroy, which did both man and beast oppress, and all the country sore annoy. And then to Warwick came again, like pilgrim poor, and was not known. And there I lived a hermit's life, a mile and more out of the town, where with my hand I hewed a house out of a craggy rock of stone, and lived like a palmer poor within that cave myself alone, and daily came to beg my food of Phyllis at my castle gate, not known unto my loving wife, who daily mourned for her mate. Till at the last I fell sore sick, yea, sick so sore that I must die. I sent to her a ring of gold, by which she knew me presently. Then she repaired to the cave, before that I gave up the ghost. Herself closed up my dying eyes, my Phyllis fair, whom I loved most. Thus dreadful death did me arrest, to bring my corpse unto the grave. And like a palmer died I, whereby I thought my soul to save. My body in Warwick yet doth lie, though now it be consumed to mould. My stature was engraven in stone, this present day you may behold.